Christmas. You recognize that that theme. That's from the movie Phantasm, which is one of my favorite movies of all time, a movie that I've seen countless times. When Phantasm was released in 1979, I've told this story before, I did actually see it in the theater over 100 times that summer. And since then, I've seen it countless more times. And there have been four sequels to Phantasm. And it's become a phenomenon and one of the most special horror franchises in movie history. And I've been lucky enough to become close with the cast members and the writer and director of the Phantasm series. It's Don Coscarelli. And the reason we're having Don on again, one, he's great, and we always love having Don on, but a special six-disc Phantasm special edition box set, the Phantasm Collection, is available now. And the website is phantasm.com. And in order we wanted to talk about it and talk about this special package. And in order to do that, we wanted to bring Don back on the show. So the creator of Phantasm is with us, the great Don Coscarelli. Don, how are you?
Hey, Nick, I'm doing great and always happy to talk with you. You know, I was just listening to the Phantasm theme, and I've realized how I just identify it now with you because you always start the show with that song while I sit there and compose my thoughts. And I've thought about all the times I've been on the show with Angus and other cast members. And anyway, you've registered with me, Nick, and thank you so much for your support over the years.
No, and I really appreciate it. And just, you know, getting to know you guys has just been a dream come true because, you know, as I've said a million times, Don, the movie had a big effect on me when I was a 14-year-old kid, and it still does.
Well, it did, and the thing that I've always enjoyed was, now, how many times did you have to see Prophecy when you saw Phantasm was my question. That's the movie with the bear monster in it.
Terrible John Frankenheimer film with Robert Foxworth and Talia Shire. And it did try to have an environmental message, if I remember correctly.
Ridiculously environmental.
Right. But yeah, it was for some reason Phantasm was double featured with Prophecy a lot that summer. And so in order for me to see Phantasm twice, I'd have to sit through Prophecy. And I would always want to see Phantasm twice, so I would see Phantasm, sit through Prophecy, just so I could see Phantasm again. I did that with a couple of other movies, Don. The other one that I remember seeing a couple of times that Phantasm was double featured with was Hog Wild. I don't know if you remember Hog Wild.
Of course I remember. Yeah. That was it's become a bit obscure now. I haven't heard that title for a long time.
Yeah, Tony Rosato was in it, and Patty Darbinville. It was like a biker comedy.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
Yeah, and of course, you know, of course, I always have this great memory, and, you know, I don't know if I've shared this with you or not, Don, but, you know, when the summer that that Phantasm came out was also the summer that Dawn of the Dead came out. And I know that you actually did some shows with Romero. You were on, was it Tom Snyder you guys were on together?
We were on the Tom Snyder show. Yes, he was quite wonderful and nice to me. I had so much fun meeting him at that time. He was like one of the first directors I'd really met. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I didn't know many, and so you know, he was such a kind, nice guy.
And then, of course, I got to
see him at Mike Kurz's Great Flashback Weekend in 2008. It was fun.
That was so much fun. But I don't know if I've ever told you this story. Now, when Dawn of the Dead came out originally, it was unrated, but it was no one under 18 could get in. And so I was 14. I was 14. So my dad took me and my friend, my childhood friend, to the drive-in. And it was a drive-in that had multiple screens. It was called the Twin Drive-In, but it had three screens. I don't understand. Yeah. So what he did was, this was right when they started using the radio frequencies at the drive-in instead of the speakers that you would hook on the window. So what my dad...
You could dial into your IAM radio and get it, right?
Right. So what my dad did was we bought a ticket for a movie that we could get into because we couldn't get into Dawn of the Dead. And it was a double feature, by the way. It was Phantasm and Dawn of the Dead. And so what they did, what my dad did was he put the car, we bought a ticket, and then he put the car in all the way in the back of the screen that we were at, turned the radio frequency to this, to the frequency that was for Dawn of the Dead and Phantasm. And we, my friend and I just turned around and looked out the back window, and we, and we watched, we got to see Phantasm, which again, and Dawn of the Dead. So I, as a 14-year-old kid, I got to see Dawn of the Dead.
I'm just trying to imagine the position and posture you needed to sit through 4 hours of movies without a seat.
Yeah, well, we just turned around and we watched it right out the back window, so we got to see Dawn of the Dead. And then eventually I was sneaking in.
I was sneaking in
to see it when I shouldn't have, and all that stuff. But anyway, I mean, my history with Phantasm is just it's a monumental thing. And I got to tell you, Don, this. This collection, this special edition, I'm lucky enough. I've had it now for a little bit over a week. It's available now. What a wonderful job! And by the way, I watched your Facebook film of you opening up the collection yourself.
Oh yeah, that was really fun because you know I've been watching these unboxings on YouTube all the time, and I thought you know it'd be fun to do one sometime. And then it was cool to have you know my own product with. Five of my movies in it.
Yeah.
And it was kind of bizarre, actually, a strangely bizarre part. But yeah, so excited about to finally get the all of the movies out so you could see them the way they were intended. I mean, the fact that to have, you know, some of the more obscure Phantasms like Phantasm 3 and Phantasm 4 in HD is really a treat for me.
Yeah. And they did a beautiful job with the packaging and with the extras. It's really, I don't know how long it's going to take me to get through all these extras, but it's there's just a ton of stuff.
Hours and hours of Phantasm joy.
Yeah.
You have to, you know, obviously it's intended to satisfy those diehard fans like yourself. But still be accessible enough for the casual fan.
Yeah, absolutely. And I am also on a personal note. I'm thrilled because I'm part of this. I'm actually part of this collection.
Yes, you are, and we were so excited that you wanted to participate. Thank you, Nick. And of course, you hosted one of the best Q&A panel discussions about Phantasm that we'd ever had or gotten on tape. And thanks again to Mike Kurz, who got his pal to videotape that.
Yeah.
And the quality was very high and very nice. Good questions. Great audience interaction.
Yeah, there's two. And, the two panel discussions that I hosted when you guys, one in 2008, one in 2014, they're all there. The full Q&As. And they're great. And then I was lucky enough to actually introduce Cat Lester performing in concert at Flashback, and that's on the disc as well.
Yeah, that's good. And you got in there, you know, you were working your stand up act a little bit there. So there's some good, a couple of good jokes, a couple of zingers, and you got some good audience response. So it was great.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm thrilled to be a part of it. And it's great because now I'm like, forever connected to this series of movies, and I couldn't be more thrilled.
Well, maybe now it's on, now it's official, but you've been connected for a lot of years now because, you're connected from way back at the beginning. We always have to tell that great story with Angus in your letter that you wrote to him in 1979. This
right.
is Angus, the star of the movies.
Right.
And the fact that he actually remembered that you had written him that wonderful fan letter.
Yeah.
And so, you've been there for decades now.
I'm thrilled to be there. Don, hang on, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Don Coscarelli is with us. He is the writer and director of Phantasm, the creator of the entire Phantasm series. All five of the movies are now available in one incredible box set. It's the Phantasm Collection. We'll go through and talk more about that and about the makings of the movies and some of the behind-the-scenes stories as we talk with Don Coscarelli. But we got a break here on 720 WGN. All right. Welcome back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower, and we are here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, and Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran this morning at 6. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text, 312-981-7200. That music, again, is music from Phantasm and the Phantasm series, one of the best horror franchises of all time, and the man who is responsible for creating Phantasm and the other films is Don Coscarelli, and we're talking about this brand-new 6-disc Phantasm Special Edition collection on Blu-ray, and it is an incredible package. If you're a Phantasm fan, you have to get this. It's available now. We have a link on our Facebook page at facebook.com/NickDShow. You can also check out phantasm.com. Welcome back, Don.
Hey, Nick. Happy to be here as always.
All right. So what are, you know, let's go through some of the extras that are on here. You cut a new audio commentary for the first Phantasm.
Absolutely true. Because, you know, for years now, we had the one original commentary with the cast, which was, I think, recorded back in 1995. So it's pretty ancient. It's a great commentary. And it's, of course, anything that's legacy, we brought onto this disc also. So
right.
You have that. That one, I don't know if we talked about this before, but it always had one sort of odd aspect to it, which was the fact that when we recorded it, the technicians screwed up Angus's recording. So you could hear myself and Michael Baldwin and Bill Thornberry and I think Reggie Bannister really nicely, but you couldn't hear Angus.
Oh, wow.
So after we were finished, they brought Angus back and they had him repeat his lines.
Wow.
So if you listen to that commentary, being an actor, he pulled it off really nicely, but he's actually reciting the stories that he had already told, but that you couldn't hear. Isn't that crazy?
I did not know that. Holy cow.
Yeah, really strange.
Yeah.
But anyhow, so what was exciting is they had an opportunity to, or gave me an opportunity to do a new commentary, and I thought, well, we've done the actors. I really want to dive into the nuts and bolts of making of the movie. So excited to bring back two of my collaborators from the original making of the movie from decades ago. One was my co-producer and special effects designer, Paul Pepperman, and Paul was like right there. Well, and Roberto Quezada, who was the visual consultant and the lighting technician and gaffer. So, like, Roberto knew everything that we did photographically, and Paul knew everything we did production-wise. And have the two of them and myself, they reminded me of so many things that have just slipped out of my memory.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of really interesting detail in the making of the
movie. That's great. I haven't listened to that audio commentary yet. I also want to make sure that people know that the edition of Phantasm that you have is remastered. It's the remastered one that was released last fall.
Yes, this is the one that was done through the auspices of J.J. Abrams and his Bad Robot Company. And, you know, it's just something that we're all so excited. And, I know that you've seen it and seen how it looked on the big screen.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It opens up Phantasm.
Yeah.
And
the
cool part about it was that, you know, when we made Phantasm back in the day, for some reason, we made this outreach to the Panavision camera company, and we got them to give us a whole Panavision rig to film Phantasm, and we're shooting it on 35mm negative, and we got to use the Panavision lenses, and we had to lug all this gear around, and the camera's a little big, and the equipment was heavy, but we shot the whole movie with it, and it was, here we are decades later, that grunt labor now has paid off because those original negatives that we made this transfer were so clean and crisp that we really had some great material to work from.
Yeah, it looks beautiful. And so the new audio commentary and then a ton of the extras that were featured in the other Phantasm releases. Disc 2 is Phantasm 2. Tell me a little bit about what's included in that.
Well, what's exciting about it is we were we had the same producer on the box set, a guy named Cliff McMillan, who had actually done the Phantasm 2, remaster and recollection of it through the Shout Factory. And so we were able to get all of the materials that he had made for that release onto this disc. So we've got a great behind-the-scenes film. It's a full hour-long movie about the making of Phantasm II called The Ball Is Back. Deleted scenes, work print scenes. Oh, and even best, of course, to our dearly departed star, Angus Scrimm. You know, one of the great things that he wanted included in that Phantasm disc was this short movie that he starred in when he was in his 20s playing Abraham Lincoln. And that educational film is on the disc, and he plays a damn fine Lincoln, let me tell you.
Yeah.
You know, Angus had acting skills that, you know, all we knew about it was he would, you know, jump out and scare you and say his signature line, boy.
Yeah.
But Angus really had some skills.
Yeah, he did. He did. And
also we got the, there's another featurette called The Gory Days, interview with our special makeup effects artist, Greg Nicotero, who has gone on to huge success as one of the producers and producing directors on the Walking Dead TV series.
Right. Yeah, and he's the preeminent makeup effects guy right now, no question about it.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
And the makeup effects in Phantasm II were pretty great. Like, you guys upped the gore a little bit in Phantasm II.
Yeah, well, that's the beauty of having top guys and having the money to do those kind of things. And, I was just watching. I just realized, you know, one of my favorite scenes in all the Phantasms, I saw it the other day, is in Phantasm II. And that's when the sphere comes flying down the hall and slices off the ear of the priest.
Yeah.
I'm especially proud of that scene.
Yeah, it's great. One of my favorite images from Phantasm II. Is the pullout that you do, the crane? I'm pretty sure it's a crane shot. The pullout that you do to reveal all the empty graves.
Yes,
that's one of my favorite shots in Phantasm history. I just think it's so beautiful and haunting.
Yeah, we were so fortunate how that worked out. It was really a function of getting a backhoe and being able to dig out all of those empty graves. Because the idea there was we wanted to show what would happen if the tall man had moved through town and wiped out a graveyard and basically ravaged, hundreds of graves. And we were able to create that look. And then we had able to save our money and rent a really cool crane and did a pullback. And, yeah, it's a great shot.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite shots. Now, in Phantasm II, real quickly, how did that one come about? Because it came out 9 years after the original. What was happening in those nine? I know you worked on other films, but what was happening in those 9 years that you finally got to make Phantasm II?
What allowed me to make the movie, honestly and bluntly, is for a very short window of time, a guy who had. Who was a fan of horror, became the president of a major studio. His name was Tom Pollack. Mm-hmm. And actually he had been my attorney for a short amount of time. So he knew me, and he'd also, I think he'd been Sam Raimi's attorney also. So he had a little understanding of genre. And so he was elevated to the head of production at the studio, and he was determined to get some franchises in there. So he made an arrangement for us to make Phantasm II. He financed Army of Darkness, the third installment of the Evil Dead series.
Right.
He bought Chucky from MGM and did Bride of Chucky, I think, or Return of Chucky, whatever, part three, and then the others.
Mm-hmm.
And he employed Wes Craven, did The Serpent and the Rainbow. So that was a really crazy time because, most of these studio presidents don't know much about horror and what have you.
Yeah.
And so you got to give Tom credit for getting us the funding to make the movie.
That's
now,
great.
They sort of flubbed the release of it a little bit, but I'm not going to hold that against them.
Okay. And then disc three, of course, is Phantasm III, Lord of the Dead. And what are some of the extras on that?
Well, the most exciting part about it, Nick, is that it's a brand new, restored version of the movie, and first time ever in high def.
Mm.
And this was done very similarly to Phantasm, the original one that we did with J.J. Abrams. But in this one, we went back to the negative and did the same thing. And so the visual quality is terrific. In terms of additional materials, two really exciting things. There's a amazing behind-the-scenes making of the film. It's a good 45 minutes. Tells everything about how the film was made. And then also there's a really fun documentary that I put together about one of my heroes, which is stuntman Bob Ivey, who did this incredible hearse flying stunt where he basically hit a pipe ramp with a hearse at like 70 miles an hour. That thing weighed 6,000 pounds and it just rocketed through the sky, 200 feet in the air, three flips, crashed, knocked him completely unconscious. And he did that because, like you, Nick, he's a Phantasm fan.
Wow. So you got to deserve it. Documentary on that, or just a feature on that?
Yeah, found all this great behind-the-scenes footage of the making of that stunt. So that one's really exciting.
That's really cool. And it's got a couple of audio commentaries.
Yeah, new audio commentary with our editor, Norman Buckley, who I find is a bit of a rock star in the teen television world. Norman is gone on to become a great a television episodic director and does all the shows from Vampire Diaries and Gossip Girl to some more interesting, just doing great stuff. But anyway, back then he was an editor, and so we got together and did this nice commentary and went through the whole backstory. A lot of fun.
Yeah, that's Phantasm III, Lord of the Dead. And then disc four, we go to Phantasm IV, Oblivion. And what are we going to, on that disc, what do we got?
Well, again, first time we see the movie in high definition. Looks great. Excellent hour-long documentary, brand new, called Death is No Escape, The Making of Phantasm IV. And, of course, these new documentaries bring back all the cast. We got Michael Baldwin, Reggie Bannister, Bill Thornberry, Cat Lester. You know, everybody's there. Even our composer, Chris Stone, and sphere effects design, Kerry Pryor, and Bob Kurtzman, who I know you've met before.
Yes.
We had him down at Flashback Weekend.
Yep.
So great stuff in that one, too.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, and we'll take a break here, Don. When we come back, we'll talk about the last two. We'll talk about the last two discs, and that would be about the Ravager and much more. So hang on, Don. Okay. All right.
Will do.
Don Coscarelli is with us. He's the guy who created the world of Phantasm, one of my favorite movies of all time, and a great collection of horror movies. And I'm telling you, if you're a Phantasm fan, this six disc Phantasm Special Edition collection is amazing. First time on Blu-ray, and three and four, first time in high def. And the original Phantasm is the remastered version that was released just this past fall and put together through J.J. Abrams' company. And it's incredible. So if you're a Phantasm fan, this is a massive gift. And we'll talk more about it as we take a break here on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How are you? It's Wildcard Wednesday if you want to jump in. Okay, we are talking with Don Coscarelli, who is the creator of the world of Phantasm, one of the best horror series ever. And this is incredible six-disc Phantasm Special Edition collection that's out right now. It's available now. And I've got it, and it's really amazing. And we've been going through it disc by disc, letting you know all the cool stuff that you can get. And we welcome Don back to the show. Welcome back, Don.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, all right. So disc five is the final Phantasm film, Phantasm V Ravager, which, by the way, Don, I loved so much.
That is so nice of you. Well, look, I didn't direct it,
yeah.
And I love it, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's really got something to it. And, you know, a lot of it was done, Nick, by the seat of our pants, and I'm not sure we knew exactly what we certainly didn't know what we were doing when we started, because it was literally a 6-year, 7-year process making that movie. But you look at it now in the context of the other Phantasm films, And I really think we did some things right, because now I see that, you know, we started the original Phantasm about this young kid, and essentially he's facing death and trying, questioning it and trying to understand it. You know, and Ravager at the end in disc five, 30 years later, brings the whole thing full circle with the Reggie character, you know, as he's now an old man facing death and, yeah, you know, and or dementia. And, you know, it really, I don't know. It tells a story. It's crazy how it worked out.
It is. I mean, you know, I mean, it's such a great bookend, you know, for someone who was, you know, like, I was 14 when the movie came out. I'm in my 50s now. And when I saw Ravager, it had an effect on me as a guy in his 50s that was similar to the effect that the first one had on me as a kid. It was a perfect emotional way to end the series. And I just really think David Hartman did a great job. You guys put together a really, I think, a pretty exquisite movie that really, if you care about the characters in Phantasm, which I do, this is incredibly emotional and a really satisfying way for the series to end.
You know, I feel the same way. It even, you know, it chokes me up a little watching it, because I see that it's, you know, probably the end of the series with these actors, and they're, you know, longtime friends of both yours and mine. And, you know, they're good people, and, you know, having to go through some of what they have to go through in this film, it's a little hard to watch in spots, but at the same time, you know, Hartman had a, you know, a sick sense of humor that we enjoy. And so obviously there's some killer flying spheres that are back and some really incredible incarnations. And he just did a bang up job. And also we've, you know, got some new characters in it who are just great fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And also I want to mention, obviously, it's Angus's last movie. And he has a couple of scenes in here where his dialogue is just so prescient, and it's really beautiful to watch his work in this movie. It really is.
Yeah, he was really on his game. And, you know, Nick, there's actually the final scene that we shot with him was that scene in the hospital bed. And I'm telling you, I'm sitting across the room watching him do his thing, and he still was able to summon this commanding presence, even though, you know, at the time I didn't exactly know it, but he was dealing with a terminal illness, essentially.
Yeah.
And yet he still had power and a dignity in his performance that was really impressive.
Yeah, it's a wonderful way to end the series. And there's a bunch of extras from Ravager as well.
Oh, great stuff. We've got a behind-the-scenes making that showed how we made it on a very modest budget. It's great for aspiring filmmakers out there. You want to see how to do it. And we got interviews with the actors, Michael and Kat. We got our new actor, Stephen Jutras. My name is Chunk, or the name is Chunk is the title of it.
Yeah.
And hey, there's something really cool. I don't know, have you gotten a chance to look at the red credit sequence yet?
No, not yet.
Okay, you got to check this thing out, because basically what Hartman did is he went, you know, we've been working on the film for years, and there, you know, he did all of the visual effects himself, and there were some sequences and some ideas that we had that didn't work, and it didn't quite come together. Well, he took all of these scenes and cut them into a montage for the end credits, and you can see some of the directions we kind of went, but they almost like lead you into ideas for what things could happen. Like there's a sequence in there where Michael and Reggie are out in the snow and they've got an RPG and they take down one of those giant spheres. But then he's added some new scenes to the end of it. And there's the final image of the thing just will blow your mind, where he's got two of those giant spheres and they're basically taking down downtown Manhattan, New York City, with the giant lasers, and there's a C-130 gunship fleeing from the spheres across Manhattan. It's like the most spectacular shot that has never been in a Phantasm film, and it's in this red credit sequence. So check,
definitely check it out.
Deleted scenes and all the blooper stuff, all kinds of good stuff.
Really cool. And then, of course, the bonus disc, which has over 4 hours of extras. We mentioned already the Q&As that I was the host of.
Hosted,
For Flashback Weekend. And then there's a documentary, a Phantasmagoria, correct?
Yes, this was the British documentary from that was released a few years back, and it's an 87-minute documentary on all the Phantasm movies, well, 1 through 4.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll definitely enjoy that one. Got a tour video with Reggie Bannister visiting all the locations where we shot Phantasm, which reminds me, Nick, you know, for years you've been threatening to come visit Los Angeles, right?
Yeah.
So if I'm gonna give you an incentive.
Okay.
If you come out here for a visit, I will take you on this same mystery tour that Reggie went on to all, and you can stand in the original spots where we shot the original Phantasm.
Oh,
I know,
man.
You would dig that.
I would go nuts, Don. Are you kidding
okay.
me? Yeah, I'll take
all
you.
Right.
I'm gonna take you up on that for sure. All right.
But, loads of great stuff.
Yeah.
It's,
so,
it's jam-packed.
And it's beautiful to look at. It comes with a two-sided, really very cool poster and a 120-page book, which is amazing as well. So this is just this is such a treat, Don. And I was so thrilled when I got it in the mail. And I've watched a bunch of the extra stuff. The first thing I did, though, was I watched the original Phantasm with the new commentary. Which,
did you? Oh, great! Okay, yeah. Cool. That's so wonderful.
That was the first thing I did. I went right to the source. So,
of course.
So anyway, are you working on anything now, Don? What are you working on now?
Hey, I got a bunch of things cooking, trying to get my funding lined up. But I got a couple TV series at a couple different places. I'm hoping to get the good news on one of them. I got 3 different features out in different places, and I'm hoping I'm going to get one of those shooting this year. That's the plan.
Very cool. Well, it was 2016 was a hell of a year for Phantasm with the release of Ravager and the success of that and the success of Remastered and you guys down in Austin having a blast. And it was fun. And I hosted a screening of Phantasm Remastered right here at the Music Box Theater and on the same night. It was a great year for Phantasm last year, and it's going to be a great year this year with this box set.
Yes, absolutely. It really was. And thanks so much, Nick, for being a part of it, because you're part of the Phantasm family. You know that.
I appreciate that. I really do, man. All right, Don, keep in touch. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Absolutely. Will do, man.
Okay, take care.
Take care now.
All right, see you later. There you go. The great Don Coscarelli, the guy who created Phantasm, a 6-disc Phantasm Special Edition collection, is out now. If you're a Phantasm fan, you must own it. It is fantastic. Also, check out Phantasm.com. All right, we'll take a break here for the news on 720 WGN.